I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All eyes were on Bernie Madoff today as the disgraced financier pleaded guilty to fraud charges in New York. But the fallout from a different fraud scheme is weighing on the minds of voters in the Caribbean nation we asked you about in today's GeoQuiz. That island nation is Antigua and Barbuda, and the fraud scheme is the one allegedly run by Texas billionaire Alan Stanford. Mike Jarvis is with the BBC Caribbean Service in Antigua. And Mike, what's at stake in this election, and what's Alan Stanford got to do with it?
What's at stake in this election is whether the party, which was basically responsible for Alan Stanford's coming to Antigua, will be able to regain its hold on power. Now, Mr. Stanford has made a significant investment in Antigua. His businesses were seized. He was the biggest employer in Antigua. It is an issue playing out because the party that's in power, that's the United Progressive Party, is still flagging the Alan Stanford issue, blaming the opposition party, the Antigua Labour Party of Lester Byrd, for bringing Mr. Stanford into the country, not exercising satisfactory due diligence. And basically, as a result of the Stanford affair, giving Antigua a bad name internationally.
So rate for us, Mike, the anger, the distaste of the residents of Antigua and Barbuda for Alan Stanford.
Apparently, Mr. Stanford is the type of person you either love him or you don't. There are people in Antigua who would say to you, and people that I've put the question to, said he basically was the best thing that happened to the country. There are others who would say to you, he's given the country a bad name. But at the time, before this issue came up, Mr. Stanford was hailed for putting Antigua on the map some more, employing people, funding. Those people whom he employed, well over 800 of them, are now out of a job.
How big is the turnout on this lovely sunny day in the Caribbean?
If we're going to speak about the turnout today, we'll have to look back, strange enough, to the turnout of 2004, when it was over 90%. That's unheard of. This election has been so keenly contested, and yes, the Stanford issue has played in it as well. A very high turnout is expected. Whether or not it hits in the 90s, they've got a big target to beat.
Well, may not make 90%, but at least the temperatures will get into the 90s, huh?
Well, absolutely. It's getting quite close to that. However, I can't make it to the beach today, and I doubt if I'll be able to make it to the beach while I'm here.
They should put some polling stations on the beach, you know, then you can then you can engage in the democratic process and get a tan at the same time.
Fantastic.
The BBC's Mike Jarvis in St. John, the capital of Antigua and Barbuda, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thanks, Mike, for the update.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.